Welcome to Am I Better Than You? A new podcast where I, Megan Gogarty, compare myself to various people, historical figures, living and non-living, fictional characters, and determine through a series of tests if I am, in fact, better than them. First up, Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin, the president and dictator for life of Russia, former head of the KGB, let's put him through our very rigorous series of tests. Now, the tests that I've come up with, this is just not a willy-nilly thing. I put in some serious thought. I have invented what I call the superiority matrix. It's a rigorous rubric of 9 criteria, which I will use to compare myself to other people, and we will determine yes or no. And this is a fight to the death. There's no ties. There's no halvesies. There's no agree to disagree. This is the real deal. 9 categories. Let's start with category number 1, smarter. Am I smarter than Vladimir Putin? Well, let's look at the evidence. In my defense, I am very smart. I have an advanced degree. I can use words like dichotomy in a sentence. I feel very good about that. On the other hand, Vladimir Putin, also no dummy. I think it takes a certain amount of craftiness to become head of the KGB. You gotta outthink your opponents. You gotta betray some enemies. There's some long-term planning there. I feel like, could I infiltrate the KGB and take it over and then use that to leverage myself into some kind of dictatorship of Russia and then also at the same time continue to promote the sham of democracy? I don't know. I don't know if I could. So I'm going to give him the point. Vladimir gets the point. He is smarter than me. Okay. Category 2, wiser. Am I wiser than Vladimir Putin? Now, I don't really know, and Vladimir Putin has denied my request for an interview, so I'm not sure, but my gut tells me that I probably am wiser than Vladimir Putin, because while it's true, I am not in a position to be the dictator of a European country, I sort of feel like if I were given that opportunity, I would say no. I think I would try to turn that into that sack of lemons into lemonades for my people. So I feel like I am wiser than he is. So I'm going to give myself that point. Wiser goes to me. Okay, category 3. Who's funnier, me or Vladimir Putin? I mean, it's me in a walk. We don't even have to debate that. That's for me. All right, category 4. Better looking. Who is better looking, me or Vladimir Putin? Vladimir Putin looks like a lizard who could also be a Bond villain. I feel like it's me in a walk. I've got amazing hair. It's totally me. Category 5, sex appeal. And notice here, better looking, sex appeal, 2 separate categories, because you could be one and not the other. Who has more sex appeal, me or Vladimir Putin? This one's a hard one because, you know, power is an aphrodisiac, and Vladimir Putin is a very powerful man. I imagine, you know, I can imagine a situation where, like, he goes into a bar, you know, or like a club or something, and like people are dancing, and the DJ is playing, and he walks in, and he's like the point person on this triangle of like KGB bodyguards, and they're wearing like fur hats, and they look really tough and stuff. And he walks in, and like the needle scratches off the record, and everybody stops dancing, and their heads turn to him, and then it's all quiet, and then he, you know, says some pronouncement, you know, like bring me vodka, or like vaporize them. You know, he says something and then like everyone goes wild. I think that there is a kind of person who would find that very compelling sexually and would want a part of the Vladimir Putin pie, I think. Rootin' tootin' Putin. I think he's got it. On the other hand, we are not our jobs, right? He take away the power of the sham presidency of Russia and what's he got? If it were all things being equal, like let's say Vladimir Putin come to Iowa City, or even, we don't even have to be in Iowa City. That's my home base. We could be in some neutral place, Amsterdam. Me and Vladimir Putin in a bar in Amsterdam, and we have 24 hours to attract as many sex partners as possible. We'll call it a bone off, right? 24-hour bone off. Who can attract the greatest number of sex partners, I'm liking my chances. Because, you know, I don't have to be sexier than everyone. I just have to be sexier than Vladimir Putin. I think I could do it. I think I could pull it off. I got charm. I got charisma. And I got a trick up my sleeve, which is all I'd have to do is be like, hey, me or Vladimir Putin, come on. And I think a lot of people, especially in Western Europe, would vote for me. So I'm putting myself down. Me, more sex appeal. All right. Category 6. Remember, there are 9 categories. So we're just only 2/3 of the way through. Category 6, athletic / coordinated. Who is more athletic, me or Vladimir Putin? Yeah, he's winning that one in a walk. I can't stay astride a horse. He could bench press things. You can imagine Vladimir Putin, like, hoisting sacks of barley and throwing them on various peasants. Like, I think that he has spending a lot of time on his physique, and it shows, and I don't. So, all right, I'll give that to him. Category 7, charitable giving. Who is more charitable, me or Vladimir Putin? Now, here's where, again, because Vladimir Putin's not here to defend himself, like, we're not sure. Maybe he gives a lot of money to Oxfam. Maybe he's, like, the first to donate to the Red Cross or whatever it is in Russia, the Red Crescent or Sickle, or I don't know what kind of charities they have in Russia. Maybe he is very charitable. And maybe he even sees his installing himself as dictator for life in Russia as some kind of charitable move, right? There are those who believe that order trumps chaos. And in the nascent democracy of the Boris Yeltsin years, there was a lot of chaos happening. And maybe Putin felt like he was doing his fellow Russians a service by providing order. It's a very Darth Vader approach. You know, we shall bring order to the galaxy. Like, it's a very Vader-esque philosophy, but there's a logic there. On the other hand, I don't think that Vladimir is a giver. He strikes me as a taker. So I'm going to give it to me. I have a pretty low bar in terms of charitable giving. I don't give much to charity, but I feel like I am more charitable than he is. Bringing us to category 8, luckier. Who is luckier, me or Vladimir Putin? On the one hand, Vladimir, very lucky. I think had he been born during Stalin times, he would be like gulagging it up somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that Stalin would put up with his malarkey. So on that sense, he is very lucky. And you gotta be, there's a certain amount of luck when you get to be that level of success. There's some luck there. On the other hand, I think it's doing Vladimir Putin a disservice to ascribe all his success to luck. I mean, this is a man who has worked for a living. Do you know what I mean? Like, he has earned everything that he's gotten. You know, his ascent to power is truly a triumph of the will. Apologies to Hitler. But I think there really is that to be said for him. On the other hand, let's look at me. How's my luck doing? Well, first of all, born in the USA, baby. Boom! Greatest country on earth. Boom! Also, white person, middle class person, public school educated in Iowa, which has the best public schools anywhere. Like, so far, like, none of that's my fault. None of that has anything to do with me. That's pure luck. I'm giving it to me. I feel luckier. I'm winning the point there. All right, bringing us to number 9, emotionally resilient. Who is more emotionally resilient, me or Vladimir Putin? On one hand, I'm pretty mentally healthy, I think. I feel like I use my feelings. I can express them, have strong support system, many people, many friends. How many friends does Vladimir Putin have? I bet not many. I bet not a lot. Who can he trust? You know, thinking about it, like, trust games are probably not a big part of his repertoire. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I know we've already talked about sex appeal, but I mean, can you imagine Vladimir Putin in any sort of, like, BDSM situation? Like, can you imagine allowing himself to be tied up at all? Like, probably not, right? Who's he going to trust? That's a coup waiting to happen. Do you know what I mean? That wouldn't be a trust game. That would be a trust coup. He can't do that. He doesn't have the space for that. On the other hand, Vladimir Putin has killed a man, and probably more than one. He has killed many people, maybe women and children, maybe small animals. Like, death is part of his thing. And he has had some hard knocks, and he has flourished. Do you know what I mean? Like, he has rolled with it. He hasn't let that kind of thing, you know, weigh him down. Once I saw my beagle kill a rabbit, and I was a wreck for days. And that wasn't even my fault. It was just a stupid beagle doing what beagles do. But I felt responsible. I felt like that was something that I should have controlled. I don't know. It really wrecked me. I had nightmares about it. And on the other side, negative for me, I mean, if I'm just being really frank, you don't see Vladimir Putin with a podcast where he compares himself to other people. Do you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't need that. He is being fulfilled in other ways. Yeah, I'm giving it to him. I think Vladimir is winning the point for emotionally resilient. So, looking ahead, looking at our category, summing up, Vladimir is smoking me in the smarter, more athletic, and emotionally resilient, whereas I am winning in wiser, funnier, better looking, sex appeal, charitable giving, and luckier. Whoa, it's me! 6-3. Boom! Take that, Vladimir Putin. It is official. We have done it as a test. Who's better? Me, Vladimir Putin? The answer? Absolutely me. I, Megan Gogarty, am better than Vladimir Putin. Brad Pitt. Who is better, me or Brad Pitt? It's not obvious. We have to use the superiority matrix. Here we go. Counting them down, 1-9. Number one, smarter. Who is smarter, me or Brad Pitt? I mean, I think it's obvious that it's me. Me, I get the point there. I'm smarter. I don't think that Brad could use the word dichotomy in a sentence. I challenge him to that. Totally smarter. Two, who's wiser? This one's harder. Brad Pitt. I think that Brad Pitt is, first of all, he's not dumb. When I say that I'm smarter than Brad Pitt, I'm not meaning to say that Brad Pitt is dumb. I think that he's got a lot of smarts. I just think that I have more smarts. That's all I'm saying, right? Like, I'm not saying that he's dumb. He's smart. It's just I'm smarter. Do you see what I'm saying? You see? So it's just I got the edge on him there. But wiser? I don't know. Brad, he's seen a lot. He's been around the world. He's navigated some tricky relationships and situations. I bet he knows a lot. I think that he has a lot to teach us. I'm giving it to him. Brad is wiser than me. All right, category three, funnier. Who's funnier, me or Brad Pitt? I think it's me. I think it's obviously me. I mean, Brad Pitt is funny. I mean, he's funny in the way that good-looking people can be funny. Like he is so extremely good-looking that he doesn't need to be funny. Like, that has not been a requirement. It's just something that he has developed on his own as a perk, right? Like, it's a coping device, which is totally fine and legitimate. I just don't think that it comes from a place of burning need. Therefore, I will have the edge on that. Funnier, me. Okay. Category four, better looking. Yeah, it's him in a walk. There's no comparison. He is a beautiful, beautiful man. Oh, the symmetry. Frankly, there's just no comparison. I don't want to talk about it too much. It'll just depress me. But I think we can all agree. I mean, and even my mother would agree. You know, even my mother would say, yeah, Brad Pitt's totally beating you in the better looking department. How about category five, sex appeal? Who has more sex appeal, me or Brad Pitt? Yeah, again, you don't have to spare my feelings. Obviously, it's him. He's got an award. He has an award, you guys. He is like sexiest man in America, like 3 or 4 times in a row. Like, he has got it. Now, that said, let me just speak up for myself, though. I think that it's not, while he's clearly winning, I think it's closer than it might appear on the surface. Do you know what I mean? I'm thinking it's like a 51-49 situation. Like, I will cede that he is sexier, but I'm just saying, I'm no slouch. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can see a situation where Brad Pitt would want to have sex with me. Do you know what I mean? Like all things being equal, like Angelina's out of town. Do you know what I mean? Like she's at the UN presenting or something, and like take away the trappings of fame, and like he's like playing pool, you know, in a bar, and he's kind of feeling lonely, and there am I, I'm up there being like, hey, Brad, look, you know, you're looking a little lonely. And he's like, yeah, I am. And I'm like, want to fool around? And he'd be like, you know what? I would, Gogarty, with you, I would. I think he would do it. I'm just saying, I'm no slouch, but he is better than me. I'll give that to him. 6, athletic coordinated. Who is more athletic, me or Brad Pitt? Yeah, it's obvious that it's Brad Pitt. I mean, those abs, are you kidding me? Forget it. Like that guy, he can lift all kinds of heavy things and run around and run fast and jump high. He's got trainers and he works hard on that body. Give him the credit that it's due. I don't work hard at all. Yeah, he gets that. All right. Number 7, charitable giving. Who's more charitable, me or Brad Pitt? Well, I think it's Brad Pitt again. Boy, this is depressing. Brad Pitt totally smoking me in the charitable giving department. He's got that whole, like, he's rebuilding New Orleans, you know, single-handedly. He's adopting all those orphans. Like, he's giving his home to people. He's all of that stuff. I don't do any of that. I will sometimes give to the people who ring the bells outside the grocery store. Like, if I have change in my pocket, maybe. Then that's what I'll do. Maybe. Unless I'm in a bad mood, then don't ring the bell at me. Yeah, he's winning there. Plus, I'm sorry. That scene in Thelma and Louise, when he's making sweet love to Gina Davis and teaching her the ways of the flesh. I mean, that was a public service to us all. So he gets the charitable giving award. All right. Last 2 categories. Who's luckier, me or Brad Pitt? Well, as I've said, I'm pretty lucky. I got a lot of luck happening. On the other hand, to be a movie star requires talent, crazy good looks, and luck. Like, there's some luck there. He had a lot of lucky breaks. Imagine if he didn't get cast in Thelma and Louise. Although, who would possibly play the role of JD other than Brad Pitt? Frankly, I don't want to see the movie without Brad Pitt in it. Yeah, he's luckier. I'm giving it to him. He's luckier. And now, who is emotionally resilient? Who is more emotionally resilient, me or Brad Pitt? Now, he's had to do a lot. He's had to undergo a lot of stresses that I don't have, to be fair. Do you know what I'm saying? I've never been under the scrutiny of the paparazzi. I've never felt like it wasn't safe to leave my house. I've never had to deal with the tabloid smearing if a relationship of mine went south and now it's in the news and still being haunted. Like, I don't have any of that. And he's had to deal with that, and that's a lot. On the other hand, he also has a motorcade. You know, how much easier would my life be if I had a motorcade? Do you know what I mean? How much easier would my life be if I'd be like, you know what, it's too much. I'm just going to go out and hang in Tuscany with Clooney. For a little while, for a month, 6 weeks. Take 6 weeks out of my life and hang out with Clooney in Tuscany. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's got some resources there to manage some of that pain. So he's got a little more pain, but also, I think, a little more resources. Meanwhile, I'm on my own. Do you know what I mean? I'm, like, bare-knuckling it at Target. Like, the crowds at, like, Christmas time, Christmas shopping. I'm sharpening my elbows. I'm in it on my own. Like, there's nobody helping me. There's nobody giving me a helping hand. There's nobody taking me away from all of this. It's me. I'm giving it to me. Emotionally resilient me. You don't hear me complaining. All right. So, looking at the summary. Brad Pitt. He is winning in wiser, better looking, sex appeal, athletic, charitable giving, and luckier. 5, 6. That's 6. Meanwhile, I am only holding my own in emotionally resilient, funnier, and smarter. Whoa! 3-6. Who is better, me or Brad Pitt? The evidence shows Brad Pitt, clearly superior to me. Well, I did not see that coming. Clearly, I was giving Brad Pitt the short shrift. He's doing great. Good job, Brad Pitt. Congratulations. This has been just a delight. Thanks for listening to my podcast, Am I Better Than You? Tune in some other time when we'll play this game again. I'm Megan Gogarty. Have a pleasant day.